Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and today I want to talk about Angel Reese. Angel Reese, who is a new star for the WNBA, who just got drafted. She just bought her a nice new Mercedes, and for some reason, people have a problem with that. And I'm going to talk about that in terms of what I think about the Mercedes, but then also what's the difference between irresponsible spending and just enjoying your money a little bit? So get comfortable, hit that thumbs up button, buckle your seatbelt. We're going to get started on DrBoyceTV.com right now.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. Give me a favor, guys. Do me a favor and let me know if you can hear me okay. Give me a quick yes in the chat if you can hear me. Also, shout out your city. Let me know what city you're from. Today, we are going to jump into something that I think is kind of worth discussing because there is a bigger lesson that we can all kind of learn from this. And I thought I would kind of throw my hat in the ring on the conversation. So apparently Angel Reese, who is a newly minted star in the WNBA, just bought a really cool car. She's bought a Mercedes AMG SUV or something like that. I don't know the names of all the different Mercedes, but I do know that she had a lot of player haterologists on the internet that literally felt that her move was irresponsible and stupid and ignorant and ghetto and everything else. And I just kind of thought, okay, let me just go ahead and give some context so that we can kind of think about this, right? Because, you know, black people, we love us some European stuff, don't we? we love us some Europeans, and we will spend our money. We will spend all our pennies and all our nickels and all our dimes trying to make some white man in Europe richer than ever. Give me an amen if you know what I'm talking about. And so with that said, though, I think that there's a conversation to be had about the Angel Reese situation. Right now, whether this is a lease payment or it's a vehicle that she's purchasing, nobody knows. Whether it's a tax write off or not, nobody knows exactly. I mean, maybe it is a tax write off. I'm not sure. But I can say that there are ways to kind of contextualize decisions like this in terms of understanding the line between responsible spending and something that might be deemed as a little bit irresponsible. Now, here's the deal. All right. So first off, I'm going to say that I don't see any reason why a person can't have the car that they want. Right. My wife and I drive luxury cars. We've been driving luxury cars for a long time. The next car I buy might be a Benz. For all I know, that could be it for me too. So, and I don't want y'all talking crazy about me, even though I'm not going to tell none of y'all I'm driving a Benz, because one thing I learned about money is that you don't want to be flashy. Being flashy with your money will create haters, and it will also create people that want to come rob you. So that's a rule of money. Protect your wealth. And one way you protect your wealth is by not being flashy and showing everybody what you got. Only insecure people do that. And so the other piece of that, too, is that when you're talking about something like this, like the purchase of a Mercedes, and I think the particular car is about $183,000. If you ask whether or not she can afford it, I'm sure she can. Did she buy it under her name or as part of her LLC? I'm not sure. What I can do is I can kind of address my perspective on both of those things. So let's say that she just wanted to get her a Mercedes and that's it. Let's say she just said, you know what? I like a Benz. I want to drive one. That is a car that makes me feel good. Well, first off, whether it's a business expense or not, a car is a depreciating asset, right? So that's the first thing you have to always remember, is that a car is always, it's not an asset that's going to make you money. Typically, it's not an asset that's going, even if it's a tax write-off. Even if it's a tax write-off, even if the IRS, think about it, you spend $100,000 on your car and the IRS cut your tax bill by 30 grand, 40 grand, but you still gave away money. You still spent money. So let's not get into this idea that somehow a tax write-off is the same as free money. That's not true. A tax write-off is not free money. A tax write-off just means you get to expense it as part of your business. How many of y'all run businesses? Anybody in here run a business? Anybody in here run a business? Give me a yes. All the business owners in here, put the name of your business in here if you want to. If you run a business, does every expense get justified just because you can write it off on your taxes? I'll wait. Just because it's a tax write-off, does that mean, like if somebody says, hey, boys, we want you to come in here and buy 40,000 cheeseburgers. Because, but why would I spend $40,000 or spend whatever, $100,000 in my business to buy 40,000 cheeseburgers? And you say, well, because it's a tax write-off. And I would probably say, well, wait, so you're saying I got to spend $100,000 to get back about 30 or 40,000, right? Depending on my tax bracket. Is that what you're saying? That's not smart. Spending a dollar to get back 25 cents is not good business, right? So everybody who came in, I saw a couple of y'all came in and said, but it's a tax write-off, it's a tax write-off. Tax write-offs don't mean free money. Do you understand that? Okay. So with that said, though, let's address a couple of reasons why Angel might have bought this car, right? And I think I'm addressing it not because I'm concerned or frustrated with what Angel's doing. That's her money. I'm really bringing it up because y'all were talking about it. I thought I would throw my hat in the ring on this conversation. If she bought it for herself because she wants to give herself something nice, because she works hard, she's, you know, very successful, she's, you know, having a great life at an early age, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think it's more so like almost like food, right? There's nothing wrong with eating chocolate cake, but you don't want to eat chocolate cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's nothing wrong with a little ice cream for dessert, as long as you make sure that your ice cream is your dessert. There's nothing wrong with having something sweet, as long as you ate your vegetables first. Give me a yes if you're following this. So if you get $1 million, Angel, and then you take $500,000 and you're putting it toward your S&P 500 index fund and whatever other investments you have, then you say, hey, we've got an extra $183,000 left. I'm going to use that to go buy me a Benz now because I've worked so hard to preserve my money. Then I don't care about that. I think that's fine. Like, everybody spends money. Everybody enjoys their money. I told you I drive a luxury car myself, but that's not the most important thing on my financial agenda. Do you understand? A lot of people, and y'all seen this, y'all seen rappers, the first thing they do is when they get that check, they go buy that car. Well, that's called being stupid. That's called ignorance. And I see Joe Jackson says it's stupid to discuss her business. Well, I think it's incredibly stupid for you to even be in this space if you think that this conversation is a stupid conversation, Joe. Why are you involved in stupid conversations? So please don't say anything else ignorant or we're going to have to ban you. And when we ban you, you're banned for life, Joe. So please don't make us do that because I got moderators. DDS will have you out of here quick. He's a great digital bouncer. He will remove you, and you will never ever see the light of day on this channel again. So please don't. This is a channel for intelligent and serious Black people. This is not a channel for goofballs or immature men or these 45-year-old teenagers that you see on the internet. That's not what we do over here. So with that said, if Angel bought this car for personal reasons and she's already taken care of her financial business, then I think that that's perfectly fine. A lot of us spend money. Now let's say that she did this as part of her company. Well, just because it's a tax write-off does not make it a good expense. If it fits within the context of her business, then absolutely. And I think that that's perfectly fine also. And if she's running a business and it's growing and she's building that generational wealth, I think that's fine. One of the things that I would probably say to an Angel Reese if I was talking to her is I would say, you know, you are so talented. And as a person with so much talent, you do understand you're not a regular person anymore, right? Like, you do understand that you're not just a Black girl with a big, like, they can afford Coach purses and Gucci bags, right? Like, you understand that you're not just a regular person who, you know, who can just, you know, buy stuff and spend a chunk of your money on consumer items and then say, well, as long as I'm saving my money, I'm okay, right? You do understand that you have an opportunity. You are somebody who is probably 100 times more famous than most Black people, probably 1,000 times more famous. You probably have 1,000 times more income than a lot of people. So one of the things that you may want to consider is asking yourself, what is your Michael Jordan move? And what do I mean by the Michael Jordan move? Well, the Michael Jordan move is, are you creating jobs? Are you positioning yourself where at some point you can create dozens, if not hundreds of jobs for other people? You know, are you aiming for that? Is that your plan? Now, I wouldn't be surprised if it is, because, you know, she goes to LSU. Shaquille O'Neal went to LSU. I'm sure that they know each other. And as you know, Shaq has created a lot of jobs. Shaq has bought a lot of companies. I wish Shaq had more of a direct connection with the black community. But then again, that will be bad advice for him, because you make more money when white people love you. White people love Shaq because he's an inch away from what O.J. Simpson was. When you are the bright, happy, shiny, smiling Negro who makes white people laugh, then they will pay you lots of money for that. OJ used to be that guy until he went out and killed somebody, or allegedly killed somebody. Maybe he didn't do it. I don't know. You can think whatever you want. But after the OJ trial, OJ went from being the good Negro, the happy-go-lucky Negro who got all the money, to the villain, to the almost like the animal at the zoo that breaks out of the cage and kills one of the spectators. At that point, they're not admiring you anymore. They're trying to take you down. So Shaq, you know, by being kind of this big, lovable guy, racially non-threatening as they come, Shaq is going to make a lot of money from that, because that's America. Welcome to America. That's how the country operates. Athletes. But here's the thing. White folks can love him, but that doesn't mean you have to love him as much as you would love the athletes that really stood up for you. You got to remember that white folks might pay him money, but I need y'all to also take a moment and be really appreciative of the Bill Russells who lost millions of dollars in opportunities because they stood up for black folks. My heroes are not the guys that got all the TV deals and everything. My heroes are the guys who walked away from that. The Muhammad Ali's who walked away from their commercial value because they stood up on issues of importance in this country. My heroes are the Jim Browns. Jim Brown, you know, stood up on some issues, and as a result, he got kind of blackballed. So I'm not saying that these are all bad people. I'm just saying that America's always had room for a black circus clown. America's always had room for black entertainers. That's never not been true. That you could go back to 1682, and there was probably some black, smiling, happy black man who made lots of money in 1682. I don't know. I got to ask Dr. Claude Anderson, but I'm sure that there was some black guy who was shacked in a fool, you know, who was, you know, having fun, smiling and cheesing and everything else. And literally, he got paid for that. Like, right. So the point of the matter is to say that in America, I think that we don't spend enough time. We spend a lot of time celebrating people that have money, but we don't spend enough time saying, okay, exactly how did you get your money? Like, what did you do to get that money, Charles Barkley? I know they love you and I know they want to pay you, but are they paying you to present yourself in a way that is somewhat degrading to the image of the black man in America? Are they paying you money to behave in such a way like that is consistent with what they think about black men? You see, I mean, you got to remember that the world doesn't take black men seriously. Y'all do know that, right? You do know that black men who tend to make a lot of money on big platforms typically tend to be men who can make certain folks comfortable, or they tend to be men who are telling jokes, busting raps, or dribbling a ball or throwing a ball. That's typically how black men make money in America. If you show up and you're not smiling and you're a serious man and you say, I'm here to do serious things in a community that's trying to become very serious, that can make them very, very nervous because you're not making them laugh anymore. So at that point, you become a threat. You become very scary. So again, while I admire Shaquille O'Neal for the way he was a good steward of his own resources, I don't dislike the guy. I don't consider him to be one of the elite athletic heroes of all time, because pretty much all he was a funny guy who could dunk a basketball. I love Jim Brown and Muhammad Ali because they were equally great athletes who also understood that sometimes when you have a position of power, that's your opportunity to stand up and represent something other than. And not everybody gets that. Not everybody's going to align with that thinking. Not everybody's going to feel that they have an obligation to anyone other than themselves. And that's their right to think that way. But it's also your right to make sure that you're careful about who you choose as your heroes, because if you simply look up to a black person because white people give them money, then you'll be looking up to clowns for the rest of your life. You'll be looking up to buffoons. You'll be looking up to Sexy Red. You know, talking about my booty hole brown, my coochie pink, my booty hole brown. You don't look, you're going to ignore Francis Cresswell and give all your attention to Sexy Red. You ignore all the intelligent black women online that you could be listening to, but you go to Shade Room so you can see the twerking contest between Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla. Glorilla. Isn't that weird, though? Just as a little side thought, does anybody else think it's weird that two of the top female black female rappers, one is named after a gorilla and the other one is called a stallion? I mean, y'all know, we've talked about this, right? Y'all know what a stallion is, right? Do you know what? Give me a yes in the chat if you know the definition of the word stallion. This is a sidebar. Sometimes I go on tangents. I can't apologize for that. It's just who I am. Does anybody know what a stallion is? Who knows what a stallion is? If you look up the word stallion, there's nothing feminine about the word stallion. Y'all do know that, right? And you think about the image of the black woman seen as kind of this rough, tough, masculine creature that doesn't feel any pain. Well, that connects to studies. There are studies that show that when black women go to the hospital and they say, I'm in pain, the doctors don't believe them because they don't believe black women feel pain. The so-called father of modern gynecology, I forgot his name, but he used to do experiments on black women with no anesthesia, horrible experiments, do horrible things to their body parts. And he was like, well, black women don't feel pain because they're so masculine. So do you know what the word stallion means? A stallion is not just, you almost got a Jody Ann and LaToya. It's not just a male horse. It is an uncastrated adult male horse. Uncastrated. That means you're sexually promiscuous and you're a big, strong, manly horse. That's what you are. Does anybody think that's a little weird? Or is that just me? Am I hating? Am I hating now? Because I even think about the name like Glorilla. And I'm like, who told you to name yourself after a gorilla? I know you put the word glow instead of go. But Glorilla? Like you a gorilla? I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I just think that we probably should process this a little more. And think about how we view ourselves and how others view us and what they'll pay a black person to do. They'll pay a black person to fulfill a stereotype. Now, anyway, as I move on, do me a favor, please hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. Also, don't forget, we do financial consciousness training every morning. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. I'm a finance professor. We do financial consciousness training every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's free to anyone in the Black Business School. If you'd like to be invited to financial consciousness training, just pull out your phone, text the word morning to 87948. Text morning to 87948. I'll bring you in, explain economics to you, make sure that you're good, make sure you can see the money around you so you can know how to go get it. We do this every single morning, 7 days a week, and it's totally free to the whole community. And then also, I have a new book out called The 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power. It is an Amazon bestseller. Thank you all very, very much. And it is a damn good book, and it's the only book of its kind ever written in human history. I give you 10 simple rules that any black family can follow to build black wealth. This does not work for anybody except for us. These are rules that are specifically designed based on our situation and our culture and what we're dealing with and our therapeutic issues, et cetera. So feel free to go take a look at that book. It's at drboycebooks.com. Dr. Claude Anderson's books are there and stuff like that, too. All right. So let's get back to Angel Reese and let me kind of wrap this up because I don't want to make this a long conversation, even though it's kind of been long already. All right. So we were talking about Angel Reese and her decision to get this Mercedes and whether or not the Mercedes expense makes sense, if that's good or bad. I wanted to mention to you all something really quick. Does anybody know where Mercedes came from? Does anybody know the history of Mercedes? Mercedes, the company was founded. I can't remember the year it was founded, but it had very humble beginnings. I think his last name was Benz. He made the first automobile in history, Carl Benz. And he created the first truly powered automobile with an internal combustion engine in 1886. This vehicle, the Benz patent motor wagon, marked a significant milestone. Then he got with a guy named Daimler and a guy named Maybach. Anybody know those names? Daimler and Maybach. Give me a yes if you know the name Maybach and the name Daimler. At the same time, Daimler and Maybach were working on their own designs. So Daimler in 1886, they developed something called a motor carriage, which was a horse carriage fitted with a gasoline engine. And that was another critical development. And then they merged. They didn't just compete. They didn't sit there and hate on each other. They didn't talk crazy about each other on the internet. They merged. There wasn't no internet. I'm just being silly. But they merged. They actually partnered up, you know, for German pride. And they made the Germans known throughout the world for having the best engineering on the planet. Isn't that funny? And now, 200 and something years later, you got black people going out spending their last nickel to get a vehicle with names like Maybach on the vehicle, or Benz, or Daimler, right? Like, we will spend our last nickel to get a piece of the German engineering without realizing that we're capable of producing the same things. They produce industry. We can produce industry too, but we're too busy twerking. They're building businesses for their families that are known throughout the world, and we have people that want to do that, but they don't get the support because we're looking up to comedians, athletes, and rappers. We've had 50 years of hip hop, and the rappers have not built a damn. They haven't built a damn thing for the black community. Nothing. Nothing. No industry, no jobs, no nothing. Just liquor brands where they partner with some white people to get you drunk, as if we need more liquor in the black community. And fashion. You gonna look fly. We want you to look fly. And then they show up on Instagram wearing all this European shit, not knowing the history of this. These Europeans, they were struggling too, and they created stuff. They created, so they built industry. And I'm just saying, it's fascinating to me how somehow they convinced us to get caught up in what they were doing to the point where we're not paying attention to what we could be doing. So if I was talking to Angel Reese, I'd probably put a little pressure on her. I'd say, yeah, you know, you could drive around in a Benz. I mean, I hope that's cool. Good for you. But what are you going to do? What's your move? What are we going to create that's going to make the Germans pay money to us to go get our stuff? You run around chasing down Louis Vuitton and Gucci and Hennessy, and you don't even know the history of these companies. You don't know who these people are. Some of them don't even like black people. They're like, oh God, why do these people want our stuff? Well, a lot of it's because your self-esteem is not there. You think very highly of them, but you don't think very highly of yourself. So here's my point. Here's what I want to get to. Because I don't want to sound mean. Sometimes I sound like a mean old man. I like Angel Reese. I really do. I really do. I cheer for her. I think she's great. You know, I love the rivalry. I love what they did for women's sports. I think that she's got a lot of potential. But I don't think Angel Reese becomes a greater person because she's driving some European car. I don't think you become a better person because you've got Louis or Gucci on your body. The question is, what vision belongs to you? What vision belongs to us? And if you want to know the history of Mercedes, the company quickly established itself as a symbol of innovation and luxury. The 1930s saw the production of the Mercedes-Benz 770, also known as the Grosser, which became famous as Adolf Hitler's parade car. In 1954, Mercedes-Benz produced the 300 SL, known for its distinctive gull-wing doors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today, Mercedes-Benz continues to be at the forefront of automotive luxury, performance, and technology. The brand is heavily involved in Formula One racing and continues to push the boundaries in electric vehicle technology with its EQ series. So that's where your Mercedes came from. If anybody's ever seen, has anybody ever seen the first car developed by Carl Benz? Let me see if I can find a picture of it. Hit the thumbs up button while I look this up, because I want to show y'all that first car. It is the most raggedy-ass, little whack-ass piece of shit you've ever seen in your life. I'm sure it was just cutting-edge innovation back in 1886. I'm sure everyone was just stunned that this horse carriage could move without a horse. But if you ever saw somebody try to drive it, you would literally wonder how people drove this thing without getting killed. It was raggedy. It was janky. There's no way anybody in 1886 would have ever thought that this would become a multi-billion dollar corporation with influence all around the globe. Nobody would have ever guessed that. Nobody would ever guess that at all. Nobody would have ever guessed that this raggedy little car would be the beginnings of something amazing. You know, in fact, if they had judged their prospects based on what this ugly thing looked like, they would have gotten it totally wrong. Let me show you. It's really crazy. It's the most unbelievable thing ever. All right, so let me see here. Here it is. So you see here, there's not even a steering wheel. There's like this little handle. It's like a broken tricycle. It's got this little handle that you're supposed to use to control the thing. And then you got this seat for two people, but there's no seat belts, no nothing. So I'm sure people like fell off, you know. And then you got these little wheels that look like, I mean, this thing looks terrible. You probably couldn't ride this across the street. And to think that this is the start of something as amazing as Mercedes-Benz, to think that this little raggedy piece of shit vehicle that you're looking at right now turned into a company where in 2023, the company's revenues were approximately $170 billion. $170 billion in a year. So I just want you to really process this the next time you want to get down on your knees and worship white people and how wonderful and smart they are and why you should give them all your money, because we ultimately deep down probably are a bunch of white supremacists. I want you to look around yourself and I want you to look at your little raggedy ass business. I want you to look at your little raggedy ass product and your little crappy process that producing something very mediocre with clearly subpar sales numbers. And I want you to imagine that you probably can't see how great your business could become if you were committed to it. If Carl Benz, who made this little raggedy, ugly hoopty looking thing, this goofy looking tricycle, if he had been distracted the way we were, if he would spend all his time admiring what other people built instead of focusing on what he could build, or spend time chasing jobs, you know, working for other people, he never would have built Mercedes into a company that generated approximately $170 billion last year. That company would never have existed had he not had the self-esteem to say, you know what, this is a little ugly, but this is the beginning. I can't get this thing to go 5 yards down the street, but hey, maybe one day we'll have a vehicle that can actually travel for hundreds of miles. Right now, our brand, nobody knows who we are, but if we keep at it, one day my grandkids are going to have something amazing, and I got to keep it going so that they can have an opportunity to build on top of what I've created. So my question is this, and I want to circle this back because we were talking about Angel Reese, and I think somebody said, stop pocket watching Angel Reese. You get up out of here, man. Don't be coming here with no ignorant talk. Ain't nobody trying to talk to you. All right, so let's start here with Angel Reese. The question I would ask Angel is, I'd say, I get it that you want a Mercedes. Go get your Mercedes, girl. Enjoy it. But do you understand that you have an opportunity to do something much bigger than just buy a bunch of stuff that's made by white people? You have the ability to go and raise money and work with your white partners and raise $1 billion to build a company that can employ thousands of people one day. They can put factories in the community that you came from. But you got to have a vision. You have to have a certain type of economic vision. This is why we do financial consciousness training every morning. We do financial consciousness training because consciousness is awareness. Consciousness is your ability to see what's around you, to see who you are, to see what is possible. Consciousness is vision. And what tends to happen, unfortunately, is that when you are born poor, and I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about born poor. Poor stands for passing over opportunities repeatedly. When you are born poor, you tend to think poor, even when you're not poor. When you're born in a community where you feel like you're always a day late and a dollar short, where you're always the little brother to the big brother, where you feel like the white man is the big kid and you're just the little teenager, then you don't think big like that. You're not thinking about building multi-billion dollar industries. I mean, how dare you think that? How dare you think that black people are capable of doing something like that? We're sitting at the little kids table. We're not sitting at the grown-ups table. So what I would say to you is, I think we need some economic self-esteem. That's what we need. And so that's why we started doing the financial consciousness training. And again, you can come to the live sessions for free. You can, all you got to do is text the word morning to 87948. I'll send you an invitation. And really the discussions are centered around saying, do you know what you are capable of if you put your mind to it? as much as you want to admire Louis Vuitton and Gucci and Hennessy and all these other names, these family names that you worship because rappers told you to, you do know that your family name is just as valuable, but you've got to pour into that. No brand becomes valuable if you don't pour into the brand. So if all you're committed to is saying, I'm a better person because I'm the ultimate consumer, that puts a clear limit on all your economic potential. That's like saying, I'm going to be the best employee in the world, and then one day the owner of this family-owned business is going to make me the boss. No, he's not. He's never going to make you the boss because it's a family-owned business. You ain't a member of the family. You're an outsider. So buying stuff in order to appear more important or more significant, or maybe you want to get a Mercedes because you want to stunt on them fools. Like, look at me, look at what I got and what you ain't got. That's small potatoes, man. I think that there are bigger conversations that have to be had. And I think Angel Reese, I'm not putting Angel Reese in this discussion at all, because Angel's like 22 or 23 years old. I didn't know nothing at 23 either. So I'm not even hating on that at all. I have nothing against what Angel does with her money. I want to make that 100% clear. What I am talking about is this extreme love that we have for products that are made by white people. I just don't think that's appropriately placed. You know, me and my wife are probably going to buy a Mercedes, right? And before you call me a hypocrite for that, which you would certainly have a right to do so, just know that there's nothing about Dr. Boyce that makes me a better man because I drive a Mercedes. I just think that they make cool cars. That's it. I just like the comfort. But you ain't going to see me on here like, hey, y'all, look at me. I'm stunting, y'all. I'm stepping out the Benz, y'all. I'm stepping out the Benz. You're not going to see me do that because it's corny. It's goofy. It's immature. It's silly. And I get it if you do that and you're under the age of like 27. But at some point, you got to say, well, okay, so you feel like you're a better person because you're affiliated with something that someone else created. But what did you create yourself? And so ultimately, I will say to you, that when we consume, when we spend money, we have to be very thoughtful and conscious. There are things that we spend lots of money on that have a high perceived value. And the thing I really want you to be consciously aware of is why that value exists. So, for example, if I go and I want to spend my last nickels on a pair of Beats by Dre headphones, I need to ask you a very difficult yet simple question. Who in the hell made you think that those headphones are worth $200-$400? Who told you that? Where did you come to that conclusion? Oh, I get it. These are really $50 headphones or whatever, and they just made you think they have value because your favorite celebrity was wearing them, which means that they pretty much had you under their mind control. So don't fall for that type of stuff. You know, consume, buy what you want. But also, you have to be an investor. You have to be a producer. You have to think at the top of the food chain. And I don't know if we spend enough time doing that. I think rather than thinking of ourselves at the top of the food chain, we just see ourselves as food. Rather than sort of being the people in control of systems, we see ourselves as victims of systems. You know, right? Instead of seeing ourselves as chess masters, we allow ourselves to be pawns. And at the end of the day, pawns get played. Don't get played. Be smart. Think about what you're going to do with the economics. Build some industry. Every black person should have a family business. That's my two cents. That's what I believe. All right, guys, I got to run. I got a meeting in a second. If you could do me a favor, hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. If you want to take the free class in the Black Business School on Financial Consciousness, just text the word morning to the number 87948. Text morning to 87948. I'll send you an invitation. We do know how to make money without working. We have a great program on selling stock options. We just did a stock options summit in Los Angeles. It was totally sold out. You guys came out, and I know that you got your money's worth because literally 100% of you on the survey said that you would recommend it to a friend. And so if you want to learn more about what we're doing in there, feel free to go to drboyceprime.com. I'm a finance professor. This is not hocus pocus. This is just financial science that they never taught you in school. So feel free to go to drboyceprime.com. All right, so I'm going to get out of here, guys. Please hit that thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. And also, I wish Angel Reese the very best. I look forward to seeing what she and Caitlin Clark do for women's basketball at the highest level. I think women always deserve this attention. I don't know why we never gave it to them, but now that the storylines have gotten more interesting, it'll be great to see see what they can do in terms of getting the women the attention they deserve. I think we should all show support, because really, in a lot of ways, the female players, actually, their fundamentals in many cases are better than the men. And so I'm glad we're actually watching women's sports, because I think that's good for society. So have a good day, everybody. God bless you. And we do financial consciousness training tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. So I will see you then. Take care. Have a good night. God bless you. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.